USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal panel has voted on who should be the first in line to receive a coronavirus vaccine. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended Tuesday that the first COVID-19 vaccines should be given to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Their recommendations now go to the head of the CDC for final approval. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has unveiled a framework for a $908 billion coronavirus relief bill. The plan would include $288 billion for small businesses, $160 billion in state and local government relief, $16 billion for vaccine distribution, and would fund an additional $300 a week boost in unemployment benefits through March. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said he wants a single targeted bill that would include a stimulus package and fund the government after December 11th to avoid a shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Some are questioning California's lockdown measures when those who voted for them seemingly can't follow them. Lance Bry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
How can anyone take these lockdowns serious when politicians do the very thing they're telling you not to do? Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street opened December with another record high. The S&P 500 rose a little more than 1% to close at 3,662 points, a record high close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 185 points to end the day over 29,800, and the NASDAQ added 1.3% Tuesday to end the day over 12,300. News of possible movement from Congress on a stimulus bill helped buoy investor confidence. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Georgia Secretary of State says he's investigating voter fraud. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The Georgia Secretary of State announced that a voter registration group is under investigation for allegedly sending ballot applications to non-residents. That group was led by Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock until earlier this year. The New Georgia Project is one of four voter sign-up groups being probed. The announcement comes as Democrats have praised Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, for pushing back against President Trump's allegations of election fraud. Warnock is engaged in a heated race that could determine party control of the Senate and has dismissed past investigations of voter fraud as alarmist. While Raffensperger said he's not seen indications of systemic fraud, he said there is evidence of third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote in Georgia, adding that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in a potential violation of state law. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And things remained unchanged on top of the latest college football playoff rankings. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State remained in the top four spots, with Texas A&M at 5, Florida at 6, and Cincinnati at 7. Iowa State was the only new entrant into the top 10 following their win over Texas. Northwestern was the only team to fall out of the top 10, down to number 14 after their upset loss to Michigan State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.